officially 9 o'clock p.m. Actually, it's after 9 o'clock p.m. It is, according to the clock I'm looking at, 9:06. It's Friday night in Los Angeles, California. It is 9:06 Pacific time. That means this is theme party. Tonight, I'm very excited. I have a guest with me in the studio tonight. His name is Blaine Campbell. He's going to perform some songs. I'm going to put him to the test and find out if he is indeed going to run for Congress someday. Probably not, but possibly. We will also get him as drunk as is humanly possible and still be able to hold an acoustic guitar. In the meantime, I want to remind you that you can join our mailing list. It's themeparty@gmail.com. You can go to our MySpace page. It's myspace.com/themepartyradio. We are logged in, or about to be logged in, to our Instant Messenger. We use AOL because we are tools. And our AOL Instant Messenger ID is themepartyradio, just like the MySpace page. I highly recommend that you log in and communicate with us. It would be very convenient for me to know what you're thinking, and very convenient for you to know what we want you to do. Our orders are transmitted only in this way. It's been the end of an extremely long week for, I think, everybody in the entire world. If I can arbitrarily assume that everyone on Earth has the exact same week that I did, assuming you're not in a war zone or dead. I just want to say this right now, and I mean this very sincerely. I don't really care what happened on Ugly Betty last week, and I really wish that everyone who asks me about it would stop. And on that note, I'm going to let the can-can take us into the transitional period of the beginning of the show, in which I invite you to open up a drink of your own. When I come back, I assure you, I promise you, in fact, that I will be much funnier than I am right now. It's Theme Party. Thank you for listening. And in 2 hours, I'll say goodnight. For now, I will not. Just a thought, though. Isn't it kind of weird that the kind of music you're listening to right now scandalized all of Europe and most of North America during the time it was the most popular? People heard this and reacted to it almost stronger than they did to rock and roll 100 years later. What the fuck was wrong with Victorian England? Thank you.
So I used my one phone call to dedicate a song to you on the radio. Yeah, I got busted. In custody, I imagined our melody being played on a grand piano. I saw your face in front of me. It was perfect clarity. I saw a light in the end of the tunnel. And it was you, 'cause you are the light by which I traveled into. It's said that you are the light. You are the light by which I traveled into. It's said that Yeah, I got busted. I painted a dirty word on your old man's Mercedes-Benz, 'cause you told me to do it. Yeah, I got busted, but soon they released me 'cause the cops were sad and they didn't know how to prove it. Oh, I saw your face in front of me. It was perfect clarity. I saw a light in the end of the tunnel, and it was you, 'cause you had a light by which I traveled into. It's all so obvious, so obvious. Why would anyone need a map or a compass? It's so beautiful to be guided by you, 'cause you are a light. You are a light by which I travel into. It's all that you are. I hear that the Johnsons had a baby, Mrs. Murphy, is that true? Why, yes, but it's rumored that the little tot's real daddy lives in 22. In 22, the boy lay whistling out of tune, riding on the sea, dreaming of a thousand things he'd like to be. Mr. Johnson, being married to a wife who should be caged, it's the child who will suffer. And to think that that young man is less than half her age. Upstairs he sits, here's a knock and nothing more. Come on in, you're late. Well, don't just stand there, Mrs. Johnson, close the door.
Oh, good. It's a good song. It's called Bad Men. Wait, Think Fast. Theme party, go.
take your cues from the wolves. I'm not surprised to know that you don't even like yourself. I'm not surprised to see that you live in sheer misery. You will always be bad man. You take your cues from the rats, the rats, the rats, the rats. When all is said and done, count your money on a boat somewhere mid-surf to keep you warm, 'cause it can't be your friend. When all is said and done, the truth is that you failed, sir. As a human being, you failed, sir. Bad man. You take your cues from the snakes. Take my good ideas and you make them seem wrong. And all our strong allies, you drive them all away, away. And all the power and the privilege and the influence, it confuses you and it ruins you. When all is said and done, telling stories on a boat somewhere, better serve to entertain, 'cause they won't clean your soul. When all is said and done, the truth is that you failed, sir. As a human being, you failed, sir.
To find, 'cause when I look at you, there is a clue you can't disguise. That's when you speak of him, you've got nostalgia in your eyes. I ask you what you think, I've seen that look before. You say it's you, not me, I don't need to hear more. Some time ago, I know, I would have sunk so low, I'd have been destroyed, but that can't do no more. Experience distance and time have made me realize that when you speak of him, you've got nostalgia in your eyes, nostalgia in your eyes. Experience and time have made it clear to see how one more disillusion shouldn't make one unhappy. So I think I'll bow out and keep integrity. The expression that you wear is nothing new to me. Experience and time have made me realize that when you speak of him, you've got nostalgia in your eyes. La da 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 dee dum, da da dee da dee da da dee dum, da 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 dee dum, la da 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 dee dum. 'Cause when I look at you, there is a clue you can't disguise. That's when you speak of him, you've got nostalgia in your eyes, nostalgia in your eyes. Nostalgia in your eyes.
Okay, that was fun. I've got a bunch of people all up in here, and I'm not even going to waste any time. Well, I'm going to waste a little time, because I'm sure people want to know what we just played. And we played a lot of stuff, and I'm going to tell you what we played right now. Blaine, by the way, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Ross?
Man, I'm so happy you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, Blaine...
I'm just so happy.
Blaine Campbell, by the way, is talking to me via the power of microphones. We are in the same room. I guess I could use the power
apparently.
Of my... auditory canal.
Yes.
Which is what they built between the subdivision of my head and the ocean of my brain.
I don't have that.
Well, see, before there was the auditory canal, it was just a bunch of roads and walking paths, and it was a ghetto.
Wow.
The city of Los Angeles decided that they needed to make my head area.
I don't even have any tattoos.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't have any tattoos either. I'm going to make a tattoo, though. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go Tupac on this shit. In
there's only one tattoo, and he killed himself.
R, D, and then L, I, F, E on my knuckles, ladies and gentlemen. It now says Nerd Life. Check it, bitches. Word.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it says Life Nerd. Now it says Nerd Life.
All right.
Yeah, take that. We got people taking pictures.
That's how we kick it.
Let me tell you what we just played, because we played seven beautiful songs before. And then I will introduce people some more. The last song you heard was by Peter Bourne and John. Probably the most famous thing I played so far tonight. Peter Bourne and John, of course, they are from Europe somewhere. Who cares? They're from a place that doesn't support the war on Terra. And I am in favor of the war on Earth. Terra. So
war on Terra?
Terra! We're going to destroy the planet Earth if it's the last thing we do. Peter Bourne and John, the song was called Let's Call It Off. It's from Writer's Block, which is... for their current album. Before that, I played a song by a guest of ours in 2 weeks' time, Jose Promis. The song was called Nostalgia. It's from his album that came out last year. By the way, I was one of the first people to buy that album, only because I happened to go to a concert of his the night before the album officially came out, so I got lucky there. The song is called Nostalgia, by the way. Very excellent song. Before that, I played a song from a few weeks ago recorded here live on Theme Party, Wait, Think Fast, Bad Men, which is about... some apparently very prominent people. I know who it's actually about, but I'm not really supposed to say.
Who's it about?
I will tell you when the mics are turned off, I promise. Before that, I played a song by a group called Fugu, named after the Japanese fish, you know, the blowfish that's a Japanese delicacy that if you eat all but like one tiny part, you will die. It's a Fugu. Anyway, the band's called Fugu. The song was called The Best of Us. Before that, I played an excerpt about All I Can Handle of the song Modern Man by M. M is the same group that sang pop music. Yes. So I played an excerpt of the song Modern Man, which I actually like a lot, but the song is like 8 minutes long, and it's really disco-y, and as much as I kind of like that, I get bored with after about 10 minutes. So anyway, my point is that before that, I played the Walker Brothers, Mrs. Murphy, which is an excellent song. I guess there's not really... Do I really need to sell the Walker Brothers at this point?
No.
Yeah, no. If you don't like the Walker Brothers, you have bad taste in music. It's just that simple. The first proper song I played tonight, of course, my very good, close, personal friend in my imagination, Jens Lekman. You Are the Light from the You Are the Light EP, which came out last year. It's Jens, but I am... It's weird. For the first time in my life, I am correctly pronouncing someone's name, but he mispronounces it as an affectation. Because it's Jens... I have actual Swedish friends that confirm that the name is... I have actual Swedish friends that confirm that the name is pronounced Jens, but he pronounces it Jens as a sort of Anglophile because he's really influenced by like Scott Walker and Morrissey and bands like that. So, anyway, we are back. It's Theme Party. Tonight's theme, just for people to be thinking out, I call it the Goat Song. The reason I call it the Goat Song is because in ancient Greek, traga and doia... Or Atrog and Adoya. I can't remember exactly the pronunciation because fuck ancient Greek. It's literally...
Hey, wait a minute. I like some of that stuff.
No, it is good. It's just I am
the
stupid.
Apology by Socrates?
No.
I learned
something from maybe that. I should rephrase that. The language is difficult and impenetrable to one such as I. It's a very excellent ancient language. And also, I'm a big fan of ancient Greece. Basically, the word tragic...
Been there?
No, not yet, but someday.
To
ancient Greece. Hell yeah, I went there last week.
All right.
In the power of my brain. So the word tragedy, the word tragedy, which used to refer to the theater in general, actually comes from two Greek words, which means goat and song, because it was relating to the goat sacrifice. Okay. It's true.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, they would do like they would have festival performances of artists and writers and that sort of poets and artists basically during the Goat Song, and eventually the Codified Theater adopted the name of it. So tonight's theme is the Goat Song, Greek tragedy, etc. We're gonna come back to that later, but first, Blaine Campbell, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Ross?
Man, I'm just chilling like a villain. Do people also in the studio would like to say hello, by the way?
I don't know. Anybody want to say hi?
That's right. I'm just making sure. I heard a lot of people talking, and
yes,
I was thinking
there
maybe,
are other people here.
Yeah, maybe.
It's handlers.
Hey, you know what? It is called Theme Party, not Theme Sewing Circle.
Right.
So everyone needs to just stop their yapping.
Totally.
Blaine Campbell, I'm very happy that you decided to join us on Theme Party Night.
I did decide to do this.
I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of questions yet. You're not sufficiently boozed up.
No, not
what
yet.
What I would instead like you to do is
you haven't
perform.
Got me to say the wrong thing yet.
You should tell the viewers that he's wearing a harmonica harness.
No, yeah, he actually looks like a preppy hippie right now. It's great.
Carrie's just being a sweetheart. It's actually my headset.
That's
I
true.
Better take it off before I play.
No, you know, my friend Kristen will appreciate the fact that he actually looks
my
like
my teeth are crooked.
He looks like he's wearing brace, like a brace headset right now, but it's actually a harmonica that also happens to keep his teeth straight.
Yes.
So, Blaine, you're going to perform a song for us right now, aren't you?
If you'd like me to.
Oh, I would like you to.
Okay, then I will. This is my own tragedy. It's about growing up in L.A.
Straight up.
Because I'm probably, debatably, the only person in this room who actually did grow up in L.A.
Anybody
I'm not going to say that I am. It's just when I do say that, when I make that prediction.
Uh-huh.
Okay, David, yeah, it's not fair. I'm usually pretty right on with that.
David is Blaine's backup wingman tonight. David's also apparently David's photographer. Or his own photographer. He may be doing this for his...
David and I have been playing music since we were 13.
David, are you doing this for your MySpace
page? And he won't leave me alone. I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm going to support that. I'm not going to leave you alone after tonight either,
oh, shit.
By the way.
All right. Should I just shut up and play?
Well, why don't you guys... I understand you need to do a test tuning of some form or another.
No, actually, we're good.
Good. Well, then let me do this.
Bring it
Turning
on,
down
Slobodan.
The background music. It doesn't go with the song.
No.
All right. So what's going to happen
is key.
Tell me what the song is that you are going to sing now.
This song is called This Here City, and it's about growing up in a tough metropolitan city like L.A.
Right. Did you build it on rock and roll by any chance?
No, I built it on like the blues and country and folk, something you don't see a lot of out here.
No, that's true. You really don't.
It's very Americana personified.
Of course.
That's
well,
kind
in
of
that
what
case,
I'm going for nowadays.
Now you're doing this one solo, or do you need?
Yeah, this one's solo. David will play on the rest of them with
you
me.
You got it, ladies and gentlemen. This is This Here City. I did get the title right, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Word, word. This is This Here City. Blaine Campbell. It's Theme Party, and go.
All right. Well, life can make you or it can break you, but someday you must choose who you are and what you're gonna be. But if you're scared and unaware and you don't know what to do, well, you'll find that you're in line right next to me. So get me off this roller coaster, get me off the pain. I think I'll go insane, 'cause I know I've been abused, and I've sure as hell been used. But I've gotta pay my dues in this here city. Suit and tie and getting high to make it through the day. The Lord knows it won't turn out that way. But this town's a jail and a living hell, and you've gotta be so strong. But maybe that's just why I love L.A. So get me off this roller coaster, get me off the pain. I think I'll go insane, 'cause I know I've been abused, and I've sure as hell been used. But there ain't much more to lose in this here city. Crime's a crime when there's not enough and you're trying to get rich. But then you see there's other things around. But by then you're sold to a pot of gold and you see that life's a bitch. So you say someday I'll make it in this town. So get me off this roller coaster, get me on the train. Well, I think I'll go insane, 'cause I know I've been abused, and I've sure as hell been used. So I'll always sing my blues in this old city. Get me off this roller coaster, get me off the pain. Oh, I think I'll go insane, 'cause I know I've been abused, and I'm sure as hell been used. But I've gotta pay my dues, 'cause there ain't much more to lose. So I'll always sing my blues in this here city.
Thank you, sir. Well met. Woo. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
It was nice. I'm impressed. So obviously that song clearly about Tulsa, Oklahoma, where
oh boy.
I'm from.
I'm gonna lay down on the couch, Dr. Ross.
No, how did you capture the spirit of Tulsa with that's a bad joke. I'm gonna abandon it.
I've never been to the
like
South.
Like a baby.
I'm a little bit scared of it.
Really? Why not? Why have you never been? How have you never been to the South?
I'm a like it's all politics, man.
That's
it's
true.
Like I'm an Irish, Catholic Northerner.
For those of you who don't know, he just made the sort of phantom pound on his chest.
They wouldn't
as though to convey
they wouldn't have
mad props
there.
To the Irish American community.
They'd shoot me in a convertible Ford Lincoln.
There's lots and lots of Irish people in the South because a lot of Irishmen settled all that open land.
They just converted.
But those are the Bushmills Irish, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
That's the Protestant.
I was saying, explain for our non-racist listeners. All about
that's the Protestant Irish.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of Irish Catholics in the room. I never really paid much attention to the whole like Irish divide, the North versus South. All I know is that the supporters of William of Orange can't let it go. They just can't get. Okay, we get it. You won the Glorious Revolution, big success.
We do like potatoes.
You like the Jews?
Potatoes.
Ah, well, I mean, that too.
Taters.
Yeah, we've been talking about Irish history a lot on this show. Can you relate your personal story, your personal tragedy, Irish potato famine to Greek history?
I don't really have a tragedy. I mean, on that side of the family, I don't know much. I know, though, that side of the family's been in L.A. since the 1890s.
Really?
I'm quite proud of that.
That's pretty cool, actually. What brought them out here?
Well, let's see. My grandmother's parents were Irish immigrants. They came through Boston, came out to L.A., I think, for work.
Were they cops?
No.
I'm just kidding, by the way.
And then my grandpa was from, Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
It's kind of Dust Bowl kind of thing.
Oh, man.
1912-ish.
Dude, you're talking to an Okie.
Came out
to
L.A.
About that's pre-Dust Bowl, though.
Is it?
Yeah, no, the 1912-ish. Right. That's when
Oklahoma. Well, then I'm not really sure why I came out here.
That was when Oklahoma and Kansas were run by socialists.
But he was a postman. Used to deliver mail by USC.
Did he always come twice?
I don't think he'd do that.
Oh!
I hope so. Because that's my grandpa. Anyways.
So.
Great. My dad's probably hearing this.
Hey, Dad. I just want to know that I do not advocate orgasms for old men, even remotely.
All right. Next. Let's move on.
All right. Well, I want to talk about the most obvious question in the world, and you'll forgive me for asking it, but what... What would you say are your influences, sir?
My influences?
Your influences, besides the bad influences that make you skip school.
Okay, so I'm gonna assume that people who don't know me are listening. So.
People
Brian
who don't
Wilson's
know you.
My biggest songwriting influence. Couldn't you hear it in that last song?
No.
He was all over that shit.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I love Randy Newman. He's great. Big influence.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been listening to a lot of this band called Honeycutt. They're from Berkeley. They're a Bay Area band. They're really great. Word. I recommend people check them out.
We'll play a song by them later tonight.
And they've been a big influence. A guy named Bart Davenport fronts the band.
I love Bart Davenport.
You know Bart Davenport?
Hell yeah, I should have brought his album.
He's like an acquaintance of mine. We have some mutual friends up in Berkeley.
For those of you who don't know, he somehow managed to successfully like blend like sort of like romantic folk music with bossa nova. It's about the closest way I can think of to describe it. It's really good.
A lot of... it's funny. Everything rotates. Like the Beatles and the Beach Boys kind of stay constant. Right now I've been listening to Nilsson a lot. I've been listening to Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66.
Like that stuff?
Yeah, it's some good music.
Word.
And
you don't really normally hear Word in association with Sergio Mendes.
Beck. Beck is a huge influence on me.
Old Beck, I assume.
I don't care how famous he gets. The guy's fucking
around. No, this is not a value judgment on his fame. I mean, there's a sort of like a distinction in Beck's career because his earliest stuff is like, you know, stoner folk music, and then he sort of adopts like sort of a sample-based dance pop, and he alternates between those two kinds of styles in his career. I actually like the sort of like down-tempo folk stuff more. Like Mutations is my favorite album by him.
I love it all.
One Foot in the Grave.
One Foot in the Grave is
dope. I think Sea Change is my favorite. It's his
Sea Change is awesome.
Big concept album. That's my number one.
That was his A Goodbye to My Ex-Girlfriend, Hello Scientology album.
Yeah. I got a good Beck story.
Let's hear it. Beck story.
I've started going to see Beck with a friend of mine who grew up in his neighborhood before he was famous back in the early 90s. And so I've been running into this guy.
If I can interrupt 1 second. For those of you who don't know, there was a time when Beck wasn't famous. And he used to play all the time at Spaceland and also at Mr. T's Bowl.
Well, I used to see him at a place downtown that was called it's called the Impala Cafe for a while, but it was called something else. Troy. It was called Troy when he used to play there. A place called Al's Bar downtown. He used to play it a lot. I used to see him in some art galleries on Sunset.
I love Al.
Anyways.
I really miss Al's
Bar,
I've been running into this.
I run into him. I don't know why. I just see him places once in a while for the last 12 years. So I was on my birthday.
Right on.
I believe Carrie was there.
Which birthday?
Heather was there.
How many
this
years
was a
ago?
Couple years ago. Right. I'm 30 now. It was like my 28th birthday.
Right.
Yeah.
Giovanni and Marissa.
Oh, I thought you were. But anyway, so I saw Beck, and I got shitty drunk. It was my birthday, right?
Of course, you did.
And after the thing, we're leaving the hotel, and there's a piano out in the lobby. And I sit down. It's around Christmas time. My birthday is a week before Christmas.
Right.
And I've got this gig coming up where I'm playing Last Christmas by Wham, because I fucking love that song.
Will you please? You know what? If you
and
have,
everybody laugh now because had, I love no, Wham, no, 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 and I'm no. not ashamed
If you
of
have
it.
Time for a four, for a
They're
fifth,
a big influence.
No,
George
if you have
Michael.
Time for a fifth song tonight, would you consider Last Christmas?
I don't remember it. I'm sorry.
Damn.
But I can do something else for you.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, I got a few things.
I just gave him a point.
I was drunk playing Last Christmas at the piano in the lobby, and a friend of mine bumped me on the back and whispered in my ear, and I looked up, and Beck was sitting there like grooving to my song.
Nice.
And half of me was like, this is cool. And then the other half of me was like, fuck, man. I get my one chance to play for Beck, and I'm playing this.
But Last Christmas is an awesome song.
It's a great song, but it's not mine.
That's true.
You know what? I'm not complaining. Whatever.
Yeah,
it was
cool. You had a moment with Beck.
I did.
Did you make eye contact?
Yeah, we made out.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Well, that's how it goes. You're the reason that he broke up with his girlfriend, aren't you?
We're not going to talk about that.
Oh, we're, of course, I understand.
Right. I'm under contract. So.
Right. So you've covered Nilsson, obviously. Not covered, but you covered your love of Nilsson already, right?
Yeah, I like Harry Nilsson. I mean, I'm not like really heavy into him.
Right.
Some people are, but yeah. So I've been listening to that stuff. Elvis Costello is a big influence of mine. Lou Reed.
What about
all the good like pop singer songwriters?
Do you like Jimmy Webb?
Yeah, Jimmy Webb's all right.
I'm a big fan of him lately, mostly because I've been listening to Richard Harris's albums over and over again. A little over the top.
Yeah, it's got some good songs.
He really does.
Frank Sinatra.
Oh, word.
That has nothing to do with any of the rest of the music we've been talking about.
Frank Sinatra is one of the greatest singers of all time.
He's the chairman.
That's true. Well, honorarily, now he's the chairman of the board in heaven.
Yeah.
Or hell, I suppose, depending on... He was a good Catholic, though.
He was a good Catholic.
I'm sure he was baptized. I'm sure he was, like, rebaptized on his deathbed. Let's just assume.
Yeah.
There was the famous Oscar Wilde quote.
Which one's that?
There's several Oscar Wilde quotes.
There's a couple.
Right, but I'm talking about on his deathbed.
That's not what your country can... Oh, no. Okay.
Well, there's two... There's two apocryphal quotes that he supposedly said on his deathbed. One was that he pointed to the ugly wallpaper that he hated and said, "Either that wallpaper goes or I do." And the other one is... He was sipping expensive champagne, and he's like, oh, I'm dying beyond my means.
I said that once, and they kicked me out and kept the wallpaper.
That's probably because it was good wallpaper, man. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah.
You're just one dude.
That's what I need to hear, because, you know, I thought it was me.
No, absolutely. So one thing that I've heard,
yeah,
and I've heard because I'm friends with you, is that you, every Christmas, put together some songs of Christmas Yuletide spirits.
Well, not every Christmas, but I've done it a few years. And this past year, I think I nailed it. I did some good stuff.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Christmas in L.A.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's one of those things. It's like every year I set out to try to write the great Christmas pop song.
Yeah.
And
what are your favorite Christmas pop songs?
Last Christmas.
Great song.
That's my favorite one. Another one. The Man with All the Toys, Little Saint Nick by Brian Wilson. Great
stuff.
That
is an awesome song.
Yeah. There's a really good one by Prince a lot of people don't know called Another Lonely Christmas.
I've heard it. It's good.
Yeah. Well, I should have just assumed. But yeah.
No, you know what? That's actually not a fair assumption because while
I
do acknowledge Prince's amazing gifts, I'm not the biggest Prince fan.
That's what I wanted to hear at the Super Bowl. He totally let me down.
By the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, was it just me or were you morally outraged by his silhouette cock made from his guitar?
I thought that was a little cheesy.
He's retarded, is what
I mean,
it was.
Janet Jackson took it off, dude. What the hell's he doing?
Exactly my point.
You know what I mean?
Look, if we're going to be recycling 80s icons,
that's like last,
to expose
that's
themselves.
Like last week they said fuck, and this week they said fudge. You know what I mean?
Exactly
it's like the
my
same
point.
Thing.
Look, yeah, thank you. We all know. Look, I actually work with somebody who refuses. She's like a good Christian, so she refuses to swear. But she'll use euphemisms that mean the same thing. She'll be like, what the F? And, well, that's just bull crap. And finally, I like was like, look, I know you mean shit when you say crap, so if you want to express that something is nonsense or balderdash, think of something besides a euphemism for human fecal matter, because we know, or for fecal matter in general. Fudgesicles, exactly. By Jingo. That's my favorite. We actually had a theme about a year ago that was called Menced Oaths, and it was all about we had vowed not to swear once during the show. I failed at about three drinks in.
Yeah, I'm kind of got a dirty mouth.
Really?
Yeah, my parents would be very ashamed.
Are you kidding?
No.
How old were you the first time you swore around one of your parents?
Oh, God. And
was it accidental or on purpose?
Yeah, it was definitely accidental. I don't know. I don't even remember, but I would just assume I was probably 7 or 8.
Right.
Blaine's first language was profanity.
Yeah. I probably got a nice slap across the face, too.
I refused to swear around my parents for the longest time. The first time I swore around my dad was when I was 19.
My older brother used to make me swear on the Bible all the time, though. He's like, pull it out and be like, he thought I was lying. Be like, do you swear on the Bible?
Yeah, but did you go, fuck, and then go, gotcha?
No, I'd totally do it because he's my big brother. You know, I thought he was cool. So I'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you still think he's cool?
Yes.
Okay. You're not going to get beaten up next family reunion.
Brother.
I don't love him.
Well...
That's not true.
You
that's a dirty,
that's my
dirty
you're
rumor.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to play a couple of songs, and when we come back in about 10 minutes or so, I believe we're going to hear a couple more songs. This time, in tandem.
I've only got 3, but we can do one of them twice.
No,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No, you know, that's actually really funny. And the sad thing about it is I'm like, I'm too busy going, that is humor.
I should just do the interview and cut the stand-up.
I must remember to tell people about that joke. Oh, shit, I'm supposed to react. Hilarious.
Basically, we might be having Gene Hackman come in for a guest appearance, too. I'm not
awesome.
Sure, though. He won't. He texted me. But.
No, I'm not sure. You do not promise Gene Hackman and then take him from me.
We'll see. We'll see
no,
when we come
no,
back.
No, we'll see. If you told me Gene Hackman's going to be here.
Fine, he'll be here.
Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, oh, good
right
times.
Room.
What am
I
talking?
I think I hear him out there.
Yeah, no, I'm. You know, I'm kind of feeling in a dramatic departure from what you just did for me. I know what I'm going to play. And oops, wrong one. There we go. I'm going to. No. Whatever. I'm going to play
it's
some.
It's going to be 911 is a joke by Public Enemy.
No, I'm going to drop. Yeah, actually, I'll play the Duran Duran version of that song.
How about The White Man Has a God Complex?
No.
Oh, no, don't play that. We're going to cover that.
No, I'm kind of feeling like Italia disco, so I'm going to play some Giorgio Moroder.
Okay.
The song's called I Want to Rock You, because it's how you make me feel about myself.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, theme party. We'll be back.
I'm going to rock Ross.
Theme party! You know, I just found out this song is really long, so at some point I'll fade it out mysteriously into another song. By the way, Sparks tastes like shit, but it wakes you the hell up. Love it. Love it!
Just how much he cared, he always knew just what he could do. He always knew that his dream would come true. Alexander Graham Bell, when he knew darn well that he could find the only way to cut across the USA. Telephone, telephone, never be on your own. Many, many years ago, he started something with his first hello. Without warning, so he could show a girl just how much he cared. He always knew just what he could do. He always knew that his dream would come true. Alexander Graham Bell, well, he knew darn well that he could find the only way to talk across the USA. Telephone, telephone, never be on your own. Many, many years ago, he started something with his first hello. First, hello.
make it nice. Then what am I supposed to do? Strawberry Roan. Come out of the cold. Lay down your wings.
And that,
David,
that's what I like
you
to call.
Try to move the chair when you sit down, like, so we're facing.
Blaine is giving some directions to his main homie.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, dude. You don't have to apologize to
that's
me.
That's like when the boom dips down in the camera.
No, that's my favorite part. When you can see a boom mic in a movie, it actually makes me like the movie that much more, just for the unprofessionalism.
Okay, because it's raw.
It's raw. Exactly my point.
It's let it be naked.
Now we're back. Wait, who's leaving? Who's leaving? Wait, is that DJ? Is Kiss My Fist and wait, are you leaving? Oh, okay, good. Come on back in here. Tell everyone to stop talking and get in here. We're partying. It is. You know what I feel like right now? I feel like Rick Moranis in Ghostbusters. You know how he's like, I've got this party I'm having the other day. And I was like, all right.
Dude, I totally know what you mean.
Thank you.
I kind of feel like Rick Moranis in My Blue Heaven a lot.
Well, that's a good movie, though.
Yeah.
So is Ghostbusters. What am I saying, though? So here we're back.
Ghostbusters is far superior.
I just want to tell people, you know, I would say they're both equal.
No,
that was
no. My Blue Heaven was a great idea and a bad movie.
What?
My name's Todd Wilkinson.
You know what? You can Todd Wilkins my son, because that movie is great, and I stand by it.
It's okay.
Let me just say what we listened to during that last set.
Okay.
Then we'll move on to the current set. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is what we heard. And Blaine, could you just give me like an occasional word or an AM while I'm doing this?
Word, Nuka.
Thanks, dude. Last song you heard was Echo and the Bunnymen, Cutter, which I really like because it's much better than the Coldplay song that ripped it off.
Yeah.
Before that, I played a song by next week's wonderful musical guest, The Monolators. The song is called Strawberry Rome.
Dig.
I cannot wait for that. No offense to Blaine, of course. I don't have to wait for you to be here anymore, though, because
no.
You're here right now.
Because I'm going to be here in like 3 minutes.
Exactly my point. The Monolators, I have to wait another week. And I don't know if they're listening right now, but I want them to know that I am...
Blaine's on his way up the stairs now.
Word. Before that, I played a song by the little ones, right? DJ Ooze for Jesus. The Little Ones, right? Yes, this band is The Little Ones. The song was called Lovers Who Uncover. I really like that song. And before that, I played a song, a Kiss My Fist selection. Oh, and I should say Echo the Bunnymen Cutter selected by... I forgot Scott's DJ name. What is Scott's... Oh, Advanced D&D DJ. Thank you. I am a busy man. I don't have time to memorize anything about my friends. I don't even know my friend's name. I have an assistant who whispers the names of my friends into my ear. So when I see them at parties, I'm like, oh, Blaine, good to see you.
Blaine.
Brain, yes.
Brian.
Anyway, no, the earlier song, Sweet is the band. The song is called Alexander Graham Bell. The first song in that set by my good imaginary and my imagination friend Giorgio Moroder, the Italian disco king and the 80s soundtrack master. He wrote the entire soundtrack to Scarface.
Dig.
You know what song he's most famous for?
Which song?
Push It to the Limit.
Oh, okay.
Limit. Actually, no, he's more famous for Take My Breath Away.
Oh.
He wrote that song.
That was Top Gun, dude.
I know. Berlin performed it. Giorgio Moroder wrote it. Mm-hmm. Right, so we're back. And I'm going to make Camera Obscura shut up. Not that I don't love them. I actually missed them a couple of weeks ago. But you know why I didn't go to see them?
Why?
Because it was at the El Rey. And
well, I love the El Rey.
No, I don't. I what? Vowed.
It's a great sound environment.
No, it's not. That's
I've
where
seen some
wrong.
Good shows there.
Here, turn your
I
mic.
I saw the Breeders there and Sean Lennon. Sean Lennon.
No, I know. Let DJ
News
for Jesus step up to the plate here for a second because okay. She's going to school
the
you.
The El Rey, I honestly, it's a beautiful...
Don't water it down.
No, it's the sound sucks. If you're in the back, all you hear is the people talking.
It's true. Not to mention that if you're in the middle, and basically the acoustics are the worst acoustics of any show because
wow, it, really yeah, like
all the bass is apparently absorbed into the owner's coke habit, and the treble is turned into a laser beam that has one focus, your eardrums. Then, in addition to that, it's the official KCRW douchebag headquarters. Yeah, no. Look, if I go to a show at the El Rey, I know...
KCRW said my music wasn't good enough for their station.
No, look, if I go to an El Rey show, I know two... No, fuck them. And I'm going to get to KCRW. If you like, if you'll indulge me, allow me an extended...
Did you make your pledge?
Hang on. Yeah. Here, if what Blaine just said, for those of you who didn't hear him over me babbling, is that KCRW totally rejected him. And I'm going to explain something about KCRW.
And they had the gall to tell me that Nick Harcourt actually listened to my stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, are you kidding me? You know some like intern who's into like screamo listened to my music and was like, fuck this, dude. We're not playing this.
Here's the problem with KCRW. KCRW
he's into like his five MySpace screamo bands and like everything else is crap.
No, hear me out, and I think you'll agree with me.
Post-hardcore?
Right. Oh, okay. I think you'll agree with me. MySpace. KCRW, possibly the most influential radio station in America right now in the last 6 years. Well, because like they break a lot of bands from Europe that nobody else plays. I'm not... This is not a value judgment. Yeah, I mean, this is merely a statement of fact. I'm not.
These bands are already popular, except for the West Side. And then they get exposed to it by KCRW.
Hang on for a second. You're missing my point. Obviously, they're not influential to people like us who actually know shit before they do. But they do influence radio stations all over the country. Even New York is influenced by KCRW. They have, like, fucking shows they produce.
KCRW is the cool kid in high school.
Well, let me finish. No.
That we all want to hang out with.
No. You need to
let... they won't let us.
Hold that thought for 1 second. I need to finish my thought.
Okay,
they are
I'm
not
sorry.
The cool kid in high school. They are the kid that didn't understand that the cool kids are douchebags. They got picked on all the time. And when they finally got older and made some money, they desperately tried to make up for not being the cool kid.
Why you've been thinking about this?
Yeah, no. Because I have a lot of friends who have that same problem.
Okay.
Here's the deal. KCRW, I used to actually like Morning Becomes Eclectic. They do occasionally play songs of the kind of music I like. But here's the problem. They're the most they are boring, but they are possibly the most influential station. Hey, everybody's going to have to let me finish my point. Then we will pile on. Look, if you keep interrupting me, I'm going to take 40 years.
You go, Ross.
Thank you. Here's the deal. As I said, possibly the most influential record radio station in America. I'm not saying they're the most popular. Certainly not. But they influence so many fucking trends.
Okay.
Half the commercial music is them. But here's the deal. They are based in Los Angeles, California. Mm-hmm. Music City. The music capital of
Santa
the United
Monica.
States. They're, half my friends are in bands. Shit. Uh-huh. I'm in a band. I don't even know it. I just live here. And it's like, here's your band. There are so many musicians in this town that are so good.
I'm working on a screenplay.
When was the last time you heard an LA band that wasn't already signed to a major label on KCRW? Exactly my point. They are the fucking snootiest motherfuckers in the world. I'm sorry. If you were playing like drugged out techno music that like douchebag yuppies want to chill out to when they're done doing coke off the back of a prostitute.
Can I say this on the radio?
Yes.
They're kind of like the Amoeba Records of radio stations.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I used to like Amoeba too, and Amoeba's pissing me off these days. I'm at my last nerve with them, but explain why you said that.
Amoeba's like the devil in disguise, right?
Yeah,
Amoeba's like the devil in disguise.
How? Explain.
It's like Ronald Reagan. You think he's this Hollywood liberal, and then he becomes president.
No, see, I don't know how... Here's my thought on Amoeba. For those of you who don't know,
Amoeba is the
largest independent record store chain in America. I actually think that the problem with Amoeba is that they don't sweep. They're in L.A., they're all attitude and no stock.
It's kind of like an oxymoron or something. It's kind of like corporate underground.
You know? Well, I don't want to pile on Amoeba because I do think that like...
No, I get good stuff there. I like it. And I'm probably pissing a lot of people off right now. But,
you know
just,
what? I don't care. Your opinion is valid.
It's just talk.
I just want to say that... Go ahead.
My problem with Amoeba, I do shop in there and I do like it. But when people don't question anything about it because it's, like, the biggest and the greatest and independent, and they don't question, like, hey, why are these people snotty to me on the phone when there's, like, a live band and they won't, like, answer my question and they tell me to call back in, like, 45 minutes even though they're a store,
right.
You know? So it's just, like... What I wanted to say about KCRW being the cool kid in high school, it is the cool kid in high school because once you turn 19, you realize that the cool kid in high school isn't really that cool.
Well, no.
It's not the cool kid in high school. It's the douchey drama student in high school.
Well, look, my only point is, I think my metaphor is more apt. They're the kid that wanted to be cool and didn't understand that, like, the popular kids were douchebags. So now they finally got some money, and they act just like the douchey snobs that picked on them.
Yeah.
My point is this. I mean, I'm repeating myself, but it really makes me mad.
But I was one of those. Why won't they play my stuff?
Well, look, there's so... Yeah, exactly. There's so many bands in L.A.
It totally was.
Look, why isn't there a show on KCRW that's, like, nothing but L.A. bands? My show, I have a crappy...
Nick Harcourt's a busy man.
I have a crappy internet radio show, okay? I have to make my own audience. I have had nothing but fucking awesome music, including... Blaine Campbell. I have a friend named Blaine Nelson. So
I used to be Blaine Nelson. Now I'm Blaine Campbell.
My good friend Blaine Campbell. I've had nothing but awesome bands, a lot of whom may eventually be allowed into the in crowd on KCRW. I just fuck them. And meanwhile, you're going to play a song for us. And I'm sorry, we'll come back to this conversation.
I am on the
later.
In crowd. I'm like that little country in South Africa. It's like, you know, like it's surrounded.
You mean South Africa?
Yeah, there's like that little.
Oh, right, yeah.
Botswana land?
Yeah.
It's like it's in the circle, but it's not.
Hey, all I'm saying
is something to think about.
All I'm saying is that it's very frustrating when you live in a town.
I'm like that little country in South Africa.
No, anyway, I just want you to play some songs for me. You're going to do two songs for me right now, Mike.
Yes,
correct?
We're going to do two of them right
Ladies
now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to stress. Now, Blaine, do you have an album people can purchase yet?
I do. The only way pretty much you can get it is contact me through MySpace.
I would like to
My MySpace page is myspace.com/Blaine Campbell.
Word.
You got to figure out how to spell that. Maybe Ross can help you.
Hey, I was just thinking, by the way.
What's
We've never done a partnership with an artist before. Would you like to do an experiment and cross sell through us? Not that we would take any profits from you, but as a marketing thing.
That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, well, why don't we're going to put a link on our MySpace page to where people can buy your stuff.
Great.
You're going to be Sounds the first good. Experiment in theme party attempting to get a larger audience for
Excellent.
An artist we respect.
Yes, I have
Chisholm Worthington, you're next.
Three
by
things
the way.
You can buy. My first album called Out of My Head.
Right.
My second one called Carolina Sky, which was my last album.
Right on.
That one I like. That one's good. And then I got a single I put out for Christmas called Christmas in LA this past Christmas.
It was very good.
Those are available. But David and I right now are working on a new album called The Secret Snowstorm. It's a concept album. It's my big production.
Awesome.
And I vow to never work this hard on an album again.
I support that.
I'm working very hard on it. It's crazy.
Well, let's see some results from it. Now, I know you guys need to do some testing. Now, I've got your keyword plugged in real fast. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes your favorite part of the show, the technical fucking around part of the show.
Yeah, please don't turn off the radio right now.
No, this you guys are living for this right now. Now.
All right. We're
going to
play some church music.
Before you play it as hard as you're going to play it when he's doing it.
We're gonna play "Amen" from Lilies of the Field.
All right, that's probably gonna do it right there.
Has anybody heard that?
Let me ask you a question: Are you only gonna be playing keyboard, right?
That's right.
Great. Then
on this song.
Yeah, I don't have to mic you, but I'm gonna mic you on the next song for guitar.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, this song is called.
This song is called "Cry Like a Baby."
Okay. Now, could you do me a favor? I want you to speak into your mic. I want to find out which mic is which. Say.
This is the mic I'm speaking into.
Perfect. Now play.
Hello,
do
Los
a
Angeles.
Strum. Perfect. We know which mic is which. Ladies and gentlemen. The song is called One More Time for those of you who
are. Cry Like a Baby.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, theme party, Cry Like a Baby, Blaine Campbell. Thank you for playing. Go.
All right. Get yourself some Kleenex. Here we go. All right, so David's going to play with me on the rest of these songs. My friend David over here is playing keyboard on this one.
Can
guitar
we get applause,
on the others.
Please?
Yes, let's give David a round of applause. David and I. David and I are both 30 years old, and we started in our first band together when we were 13, and we're still playing music together.
Gay.
So basically, that's my segue to don't fuck up, David. No, I'm just kidding. Was that? Did you steal that from the Kelly? Never mind.
I stole it from your mama.
Oh.
Like she stole my virginity.
Wow, she lives a long way from here. How'd you get up there? All right. Anyways.
I was ready to lose my virginity.
I guess so. Oh Jesus. Woo.
It was last week.
Oh, my God. All right, I better just start playing music. Okay, ready? Ready, Ross?
Ready.
Cry like a baby all night long. You're gonna wake and it all will be gone. Cry like a baby once again, 'cause it feels like you've lost all your friends. It's a secret mystery in my Cry like a baby, 'cause it hurts when it's something that you don't deserve.
cry like a baby. One more time. You never get too old to cry. It's a secret mystery in my head. Cry like a baby. Cry like a baby. Cry like a baby.
Damn. Before you go to the next song, I just want to say my favorite thing in the world is acoustic guitar combined with electric keyboards.
Yeah, it sounds good, huh?
I love it so much.
I'm not supposed to say that. It's all right.
Yeah. No, it's No, your song was crap. I just mean
thank
in general.
Thank you. That's what I was fishing for.
That was fantastic. That's a great song. We're going to go. What's the next song called?
Excellent. The next one we're going to do is a cover, actually.
Oh, damn. Is it what I think?
I could tell you I wrote it, but you're going to know that I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we just surprise? Was that what you were telling me last night?
They should come in here. Yeah, they should listen.
Everybody come in here for a second. You want us to clap along? Don't play just yet.
I don't know.
No, let's just let you drop it.
Yeah.
I want to say, if it's what I think it's going to be,
it is.
I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. Should I say anything or should I just play it?
No, start playing it. We'll see if our musically literate audience recognizes the fucking awesomeness of the song.
This.
I want to do a test real fast.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
All right. Here we go. Test it. Move forward this
way. Yeah, you're gonna need to be closer to Ross.
That's right.
Gay.
Perfect.
All right,
let's go.
All right, this song is a cover. It's from my favorite movie ever.
Muppets Take Manhattan?
No.
Say yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No. Time Bandits.
Even
I'm
better.
Just kidding. It's not from Time Bandits either. That's a good movie, though.
Say it after it's over. Let's go.
Yeah, we'll say it after it's over. But my favorite quote from the movie is, ask me if I'm a real cowboy, Ross.
Awesome. Are you a real cowboy?
No, ma'am, but I sure as hell am a stud.
Woohoo!
Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare in. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of a northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze. Skipping over the ocean like a stone. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Off of a northeast wind, sailing on summer breeze, skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear a word they're saying. Only
only the echoes of my mind. Oh, I won't let you leave my love behind. Oh, I won't let you leave.
Yes.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Alright.
I gotta thank you for that.
Sure.
Man, whoa, hello. What happened to my mic? There we go. Bill Swindell is probably not listening to this, but I'm going to tell him to listen tomorrow because that is my friend Bill, old friend of mine from back in the day, loves that song. You know what, I'm gonna listen to that like three times.
I love that
song. I can already feel it in my head.
I love Kiss.
Go ahead, Kiss My Fist, speak into the mic.
The original version of One.
Yeah.
Is so awesome.
Well, we're going to come back in a few minutes. We're going to play a couple of songs. When we come back, we're going to celebrate a birthday, bestow some DJ names, talk about Greek theater, and hear one more
song.
That
was by Harry Nilsson.
Fucking great song.
Actually, it's not. It's by a guy named Fred Neil.
But Harry Nilsson performed
it. And if you guys know who Fred Neil is,
you're on your shit.
I don't know much about him. He's a songwriter, though, and I looked him up, and guess he's got a fan. He's got a following.
Word.
I don't know. Anyways, but Harry Nilsson covered it and made it famous.
Well, we're going to play some
songs.
And
John Voight helped him with that.
Exactly. We're going to play some songs. When we come back, more with Blaine Campbell, plus the other stuff I talked about a second ago. This is Freeze Pop, one of my favorite bands in the whole world. I love them.
All right.
Liz, if I were single, I'd be depressed. But I would still try to date you. That was a pretty fucking awesome set of music that we just played. And I should probably remember to write it down. Everybody say hello into the microphone so I know we're working.
Hello.
You know what?
Hello.
Man, and all right,
hi.
So here's the deal. The last song you heard was called Father's Name Was Dad, and it's by a group called Fire. And before that, Michelle Colombier, Cannon, which is one of my favorite songs. Before that, The Shins from their album that just came out. And DJ Ooze for Jesus was nice enough to buy that record and bring it with her tonight. I'm a big fan of The Shins. Actually, let me rephrase that. I am a theoretically... Yeah, The Shins album is called Wincing the Night Away. That album was called... That song is called Seelix. Now, I'm a big fan of The Shins, but in a weird abstract way, because I can't bring myself to listen to them, and I don't know why. You ever have one of those things where you know instinctively, you respond to someone's music, but for some reason you just can't get the emotional, like, I must have their shit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but...
That's what happens when I listen to, like, the pop radio stations.
Well, it's different in this case because I think the Shins are actually one of the great bands of our time.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're on pop radio.
I know. I have to say, though, they are the New Mexico equivalent of the Flaming Lips, and I say that as a proud Okie. I love the Flaming Lips. What I mean to say is I only got one place in my heart for a band that is like the greatest fucking thing to come out of a state since Hoyt Axton in the case of the Flaming Lips. I love them so much.
They're great. They're a great band.
Before the Shins Sea Legs, we opened that set up with Freeze Pop, Less Talk, More Rock from the Guitar Hero 2 soundtrack, which they've signed to a new label. Sadly, their new label hasn't put their new shit available on eMusic. And Freeze Pop, maybe you're not listening. I am going to continue to send emails to you. Freeze Pop's a great band because if you write them, they will actually respond to you. I really like them.
Cool.
Here's the deal. They got a new record label, and right now they're only available on like iTunes. And it pisses me off because I refuse to buy songs off iTunes.
Yeah.
Well, fuck iTunes. I don't like DRM, and I don't want to be told what I can do with
the... I hear you can't get the Beatles on iTunes.
That's about to change. The reason you can't get the Beatles on iTunes or anywhere online, the reason you can't get them anywhere online is because they're just, you know, old dinosaurs that need to learn about computers. But the reason you can't get them on iTunes is because the Beatles founded Apple Records, and Apple Records is still...
I heard that Ringo was behind it.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Well, it's all legalistic. The Beatles founded Apple Records.
Ringo and Pete Best got together, so this ain't going
to happen. Hey, don't even be dissing Ringo, but we'll come back to that in a second.
I love all the Beatles, no, but Pete's the best.
Yeah, that's not true. Here's the deal. The Beatles founded Apple Records to release all their shit. The Apple imprint they still own. And when Apple computers came around, basically they entered into a gentleman's agreement with the Beatles. We promise not to go into music, and the Beatles promised not to go into computers. And then iTunes went into music.
I don't want your computer, Ross.
Look, I don't understand. Look, it's Yellow Submarine. There's a giant blue meanie coming down the street. This is really fun.
It's all
like,
in the mind, Ross.
I don't really sound like a Beatle. I sound like Mark Anthony from Rome.
But those are the best, like the old Beatle cartoons where they don't sound anything like the Beatles. And
I'm not getting out of this bed until I fuck something.
Can I tell you about this guy I work with, Ross? This is good.
Tell me.
I work at a city hall in Los Angeles. I work with this guy. His name's Philip Anderson. Phil, I hope you're listening. He's the dispatcher. So when you need a city vehicle to go do like official city business,
that's right.
You get it from Philip. And I have to go out every day in a car. So every day I see Philip. I know this guy. I've known him for years working down there. And he knows I love the Beatles as much as he does. We're both obsessed. We're totally geeks.
Of course.
And so he talks to me in the Beatle voice every day that I see him.
Right.
And I come up to the window and he looks at me. And, you know, sometimes there'll be like some like, you know, like three beautiful women behind me or the city attorney or something intimidating like that. And he'll look at me and he'll go, "Hey, George," and he does that. And then he gives me my car, and there's all these stalls, and they go A through L, right? And let's say he gives me a stall in, like, stall G. He'll go, "Your car is in stall G for getting better." Or he'll be like, your car is in stall L, Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Does he have... "Your car is installed, Jay, for abandoning
and
Julian
it's,
when
it's
you met
really,
Yoko."
It's really this love and hate thing I have. I love it and I hate it all at the same time.
Word.
It's great. And he wears a Hawaiian shirt every day. So I decided to mix it up one point and I call him, and he referred to me as Ringo and I called him Dennis Wilson. He loved it. He went nuts. It was great.
That's incredible.
Anyways.
Hey, now, in a second.
You sure?
In a sweet, sickly second, yeah. We're going to hear some more music. The final song from Blaine Campbell. But before we do that, I have an announcement to make. My good friend Brett, it's fair. If you could turn one of those microphones,
Brett,
to my homie Brett. Brett, I don't mean to put you on the spot here, but I think despite the fact we've only known each other for a month, I think it's safe to say we're fucking homies.
Yeah, we're tight, man.
Man.
We're tight.
Sometimes you meet somebody, and it's like you just instantly connect. You just understand each other. Maybe it's because we're both like, you know, nerdy writers with glasses going bald.
I thought I was looking at myself when I met you. It was strange.
I know.
You're like, "Hi." I was like, "Holy fuck." I'm like looking in the mirror.
I know. He and I, we met a month ago because he's my lady's roommate, and we're like homies for life now. He's a great guy. He's from Toronto, Canada. He's actually writing some great articles. He's representing LA really well for Canada. He just actually wrote a really great article about the Britney Spears Tarzana thing, which I read, by the way.
Thanks.
I understand it's written for a mainstream newspaper, but you know what? You have a way with words, and I appreciate that. That sounds really generic, but I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The ability to tell whether someone's a good writer or not is how well they get around the constraints of the writing that they're forced to do.
Exactly. I'm just looking to get paid.
Point of pride, I would like to show you the article I did over Loomis Day last summer because I had a lot of restrictions and I'm proud of it. I managed to get away with calling the center of Loomis Day a profligate womanizing drunk. And they loved it. But the point is, it's very good. I had to make that all about me. I suck. Anyway, the point is, Brett is our friend from Canada. La Cañada.
La Cañada.
He's from La Cañada.
I'm not going back to Canada. Fuck Canada.
It's his birthday. He's 28
my
years
birthday.
Old today.
28 years old. Hello.
Hooray. We're not going to sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Instead of singing happy birthday, I would like to do the first verse of the Star Spangled Banner. Everybody? Oh, say.
Hey, can you see by the dawn?
What so proudly we something by the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the terrible fight gave proof to the.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I can sing.
And
Yeah, yeah.
And the rockets
red glare.
Oh, wait, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag of the Canada was still there. Did you know that we totally conquered Ontario in the War of 1812? But in the Treaty of 1814, when we made peace with the British, we were forced to give it back.
Home of the brave.
Brett,
I need to find an American girl to marry, so can you put the word out to any American girls out there?
Brett, that here's the deal.
I need to get work.
I know there are some American girls here who want Canadian citizenship.
Yeah, yeah.
Here is what Canadian citizenship can do for you, America, if you don't mind my indulging. A, it will get you. No, it won't.
There's a draft.
No, the draft. Yeah, if they bring the draft back, they'll draft everybody. Here's the deal. A, you will get access to Canadian health care, which is fucking awesome.
It's amazing. It's crazy.
I've already gone on at length on Theme Party about why it's awesome. We'll do it later.
Yeah.
B, you'll get to move to Canada, which is pretty awesome.
No, it's not. It's cold.
No, okay. As somebody from Oklahoma,
yeah.
Obviously I moved to California to get away from Oklahoma's temperate weather and mild winters. I'm kidding. Here's the deal. You can move to Europe. You can move to England. You can move to New Zealand. You can move to Australia. Basically, you're not fucked by citizenship in the same way you are as an American. They can't. Go. Someone can speak into a microphone if you got a comment.
I just want American citizenship or a visa or something.
And he wants to live here because he has a lot of things to say about.
I just about like the weather. That's it.
No.
And I love the girls too.
He really. Here's the deal. Nice. Here's how you know he's Canadian. Here's how you know he's Canadian. He did an article about Lovecraft, which you will soon read in the Toronto Sun, right?
Toronto Star, Canada's largest daily newspaper.
That's right. He wrote an article about Lovecraft, which is a car company here in L.A. that converts diesel Mercedes and Volvos. Anything that runs on diesel, they can make it run on vegetable oil. And it's a really cool company, and they do it pretty cheap considering what they're doing for your car. They're basically saving you jillions of dollars. But here's the deal. He did an article about it. It's really good, or at least he described it really good. I haven't actually read the final product yet.
It's not even written yet, but it will be written by Monday.
Right, exactly. You'll get to read it in the Toronto Star. The point is, he has a lot of great things to offer America, in addition to the fact that he's also a cool indie dude. And he's from Canada, so you know he's got access to cool Canadian bands. Ladies, how could you turn him down? Give him a green card. Hey. He'll give you a – what is a Canadian equivalent of a green card?
I don't know. We don't have a green card. We just have a passport.
Okay, he'll give you a Canadian passport in exchange for an American green card.
The fucking border guards in Detroit almost didn't let me in, though. They turned me away the first time I came here. They were like, get back there.
Exactly.
They were like, you're trying to move here. You're like, you're not going to come back. You have no reason to go back to Canada.
No, they were like, all right, listen, faggot.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you're Canadian, and you guys don't hate pot or gay people, so get the fuck out of our country.
It was crazy because I didn't have a return ticket, so and they were like, "Where do you work?" And I said, "I got laid off from my job at a newspaper."
Exactly.
And they were like, "Well, you don't have any reason to come back." And I said, "I don't know. We have health care. I have a lot of friends there. I grew up there for the last 27 years."
No, you're like, "Look, my parents is from there. You saying I don't love my parents? Fuck you." Americans respond to that.
Exactly.
But here's the deal: and theme party crowd, everybody in the theme party crowd, you know the rule of theme party is that your third appearance on theme party, you get a DJ name. This would be his third appearance. Now, we need to pick a DJ name for him. Now, Brett.
How about just DJ?
No.
BJ.
Ideally, it's got to be something witty. DJ?
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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. I get harassed for saying
how about
a
you
lot.
Can't
it's
do
crazy.
That on D? You can't.
DJ Unaboot? No, I try to say about when I'm down here.
No, he tries to, talk American.
About.
It's so cute.
About.
DJ Sorry.
Sorry about that.
DJ Sorry about that.
Sorry about that.
DJ Universal Healthcare?
Yeah, that's all right.
DJ what? DJ Nadian. DJ Nadian? Is there anything in Canada that starts with J?
Joint? Which is legal?
Yeah, that's true. You won't go to jail for actually having a joint there. I don't even smoke pot, but it should be legal, damn it. It should be legal.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean,
how about MC Anada?
MC Anada.
Yes!
Hello.
Yes! All right, MC Anada, welcome to Theme Party.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I love Theme Party.
Thank you. We're so glad you're here.
I love
all, you know what?
I love all my LA friends. I'm not going back to Canada. By
Hail
way.
Yeah.
I hope the CBP is not listening, the Customs and Border Patrol. The fucking. Yeah.
MC Anada.
Homeland Security. They have way too much power.
No.
Way too much power.
MC Anada, welcome. And now, Carrie. We got to turn the.
Your system is shit, but the people are great. And the
round
and
of
the
applause for MC Anada's 28th birthday. Now, we're totally like delaying the final song of the
Thank
night,
you,
but
Ross.
I have to turn it. You're welcome, Brett. I'm sorry, MC Anada.
I appreciate that.
Got to turn the mic over to Carrie for just 2 seconds. Carrie, this is your kind of third appearance as well. Do you want a DJ name?
Third. 45th.
Well, it's like your 45th, but we never gave you a DJ name.
Only if Erica can find something awesome for me to be, too, because that just.
Unfortunately, we already gave DJ Sweatshop out.
Sweatshop?
Yeah, because you work in the fashion industry.
That's true.
How about DJ Outsource?
I don't work for an internet company.
Oh, snap! I should change my name to DJ Outsourced. But I'm the eligible Ross Lincoln. I'm keeping that. Eligible to be in love with DJ Ooze for Jesus.
Eligible?
I have applied.
I beg to differ.
All right, how about DJ Unappreciated?
No. Well, I mean, I don't care.
Girl power.
Exactly.
DJ Bolivian Marching Powder?
Devil's dandruff.
The reason I brought that up is because she had never heard the expression Bolivian marching powder.
Read Jay McInerney.
No, that's such a cliche. I had to pay royalties on it when I mentioned it, but she'd never heard it before, so she's DJ naive.
That's a good one for me.
We're gonna let you know what.
How about I'll be DJ Forget Me Not.
It doesn't roll off the tongue so much, and yeah, I might as well call you DJ Hallmark Holiday. Your Valentine's Day now, ho. What's the Canadian? Canada, my home and native land. Oh, turn the mic over to DJ or MC Anada.
All right.
Because I want to. Why don't you sing the first verse of "O Canada," and then we're gonna hear from Blaine Campbell.
I know it, actually. It's like, Canada, our home and native land.
It's like one of those things that Major League Baseball.
I don't even know it.
Yeah. Do they not sing the national anthem?
It's like, true patriot love and all our sons command. And then it goes to French. It's like, time you hear it, they go to French right in the middle. And it's like, fuck. Like, fuck.
Okay, we'll come back to that.
I don't even know the anthem. That's fucking
I
want to
hear
pathetic.
A final song from my main homie, Blaine Campbell. Blaine. Obviously, I can see that you're going to do singing and acoustic, and we got the keyboard back, and I appreciate that.
We got guitar.
You're not playing keyboard?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I guess I'm going to be miking this. All right, so Brett, I need you to step up. I hit myself in the jaw. You need to stand up. He needs to sit down.
All right, America.
All right. Word. Okay, here's the deal.
What's
this
up?
Is the final theme. Sorry.
You can ask me some questions.
Well, I want to ask you some questions. Blaine?
Yes.
It's no secret. Damn, Shaky. You're DJ Shaky.
No, I'm DJ Freeball.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're DJ Mando.
I'm freeballing.
Damn. For those of you who don't know, DJ, DJ, what? DJ Uggs. What we're referring to is the fact that she's got fallacious tatas.
Fallacious?
Actually,
otherwise known as ill nanas.
Ill nanas. She has ill nanas. Yeah. Anyway, Blaine.
Yes.
I want to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Hey, guys, let's do a round table right now. DJ,
round
kiss my
table.
Fist.
Is this like, are we playing hardball?
Yeah, we're playing hardball. What we're going to do right now is we're going to send the mic around. People are going to ask you a question, any question they want.
Oh,
and
boy.
You have to answer it.
All right.
DJ Ooze for Jesus, you first. All right. Damn it. Why? I come fucking prepared every week. I come prepared with improvisation and freaking out every week. All right, I'll start, and y'all think
come
of
on,
something.
Ross, I'm having a scheduling conflict
all right.
here.
Here's the deal, and I mean this with all sincerity.
Sure.
Nuclear war has just happened. thousands, oh, no. millions of people are dying.
What am I getting myself into?
You can only save one record and get to the shelter before everything you own is destroyed. Now, bear in mind, there is a CD player and a computer in the shelter, and you've got an exercise bike hooked up to a power source so you can work okay. out while you're listening to your one music and one record you made to save. What are you going to save?
Oh, easy. Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys.
And why?
It's the best album ever made.
And why is it the best album ever made? No ad hominem attacks here, sir.
Because it, well, that's kind of touchy. I mean, that album has, like, been with me at my lowest points and has made me realize I'm not the only one.
It's what's your favorite album. Song off Pet Sounds?
Oh, that's kind of hard. I kind of bounce around.
I'm kind of hard.
You know, it's like,
what's your favorite?
Jesus. What's your, it's kind of like, what's your favorite Beatles album? It's like last month.
I can tell you right now.
It was like last month. It was Rubber Soul. This year, Sgt. Pepper, something like that.
You're right.
Pet Sounds, I don't know. I usually tend to go with Caroline New, the last track. I really like that one.
Word.
Anybody else? Wasn't made for these times.
Okay. DJ, Advanced D and DJ has a question. Yeah.
Oral Hershiser or Sandy Koufax?
Ooh.
Oh, Oral Hershiser or Sandy Koufax. Let's see. That's a tough one. I think I'm going to have to go with Fernando Valenzuela.
Ooh. All right. Anybody else got a question? Nobody else has a question.
You have a question, Ross.
I have many questions. When is the next time you're going to be performing live?
Oh, God, that is a good question.
Exactly.
I'm working on that one.
I can tell you when the next time, at least
probably
right now.
Probably in my apartment tomorrow night.
April. April 30th, 2007, you're going to be performing
as part of
Perpetual Emotion Machine.
Right. What are we playing? Pop Life by Prince?
Poison.
No. Yeah, you're playing Poison? Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are my friends, and I say this to my out-of-town friends as well, my birthday this year is going to make my birthday last year look like my birthday when I was 13.
Ross, yes. You know, I met, I guess it's Ricky Bell. I did. No. This is.
You did not meet Belle from Belle Biv DeVoe.
I met. Wait a minute.
I just peed myself.
Wait a minute. This is your prerogative. But I met. That's a little joke.
Dude, you are a man with sensitivity.
No. I met Ricky Bell. I was like 14 or 15 at Guitar Center in Hollywood.
Holy crap.
And I was in there like playing basses because I was a bass player back then. And this guy was just jamming on the bass. He was amazing. Oh, yeah. And so I went up to him and I told him, I was like, wow, you're really good.
Oh my God.
We started chatting and he told me he played bass for Belle Biv DeVoe. So I was like, oh, that's cool. I mean, at the time I was in high school, I was into rock and roll. I give a shit about Belle Biv DeVoe. He told me, he's like, yeah, I'm actually here with Ricky Bell. And I said, that's cool. So he points out into the store, and I see this guy, you know, in his gear, starter jacket, whatnot. And he's...
Right.
And he's got two women, like one on each arm.
Of course he does. He's Ricky Bell.
It was totally like David Lee Roth style, you know what I mean? Just a little gigolo or something. And he said, like, yo, what's up to me or something like that.
That's amazing.
That was my encounter.
Well, here's the deal. My birthday party this year is a tribute to New Jack Swing.
Okay.
Can we play house?
Talking to the mic.
Can we have some house party?
Do you know what I'm going to do? The last song of the night?
Not my house party, but house party with kid and play.
No. The last song of the night is going to, I promise right now, the last song of the night is going to be. Oh, I got Chris Cross. I got Kid and Play with me.
Do you have Christopher Cross?
There's a prize.
I do have Christopher Cross.
Chris Cross outfit or fade in the hair.
No, do you know? I got
Arthur's theme. Yeah.
I know the lyrics.
If I get caught between the no, no, it's New York a. City. Something like
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you know.
All right, let's
someone who takes your breath away. Okay. We'll come back to this. I just want to say you're definitely going to be. Are you going to be a part of Perpetual Emotion Machine?
I'm doing it.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are my friends from out of state, fly to California at the end of April to take part. We're going to call it House Party 4.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to perform for us right now?
Well. Let's see. This is, I guess, going to be our last one. And this little, like, country-style song I wrote. It's called The Many Reasons Why I Love You.
The Many Reasons Why I Love You.
And I played this song for somebody a few weeks ago.
Of course.
And they told me it was the best song ever. I've never gotten that before. I really don't agree, but this person thought so.
Okay, I support the fact that they appreciate the
song. Yeah, so it's pretty cool. So
awesome.
Did you want us to play it?
I do.
So, okay, so we'll dedicate this one to that person, the other half of the Grenadine breakup.
Awesome. Let's do a quick test on the mic real fast.
And I don't even know if that's still happening, so we'll see.
If you could just turn slightly this way so I can mic you properly.
No, not me.
Did you sell your soul at the crossroads?
I did.
Word.
The devil knows my name.
I love that myth. Anyway, one more test. All right. One more time. This song is called
The Many Reasons Why I Love You.
It's Theme Party. Thank you, Blaine Campbell. Everyone applaud. Yeah. Woohoo! And now, here it comes. Go.
Thank you. We on?
We're on.
All right. All right. You ready, Dave? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Will you fly me far away in your little aeroplane to a place where I can face the little problems we create? I'll try hard to make you see the many possibilities of the man that I could be if you'd put your faith in me. But you won't talk to me, oh no, and you never let me in. That is why you'll never know many reasons why I love you. I'll be lost in space, drift into another place, thinking about that pretty face while I long for your embrace. I'll be strong and carry on. I'll probably write another song. And though my feelings may be wrong, I'm gonna live inside this dream. But you won't talk to me, oh no, and you never let me. That is why you'll never know the many reasons why I love you. But my heart hangs low and my head so high. Won't you verify my love and all that tells me I want you. When the sun shines on the sand, we'll hear the kids strike up the band, and I'll travel far across this land, hoping someday you'll take my hand. But you won't talk to me, oh no, and you never let me in. That is why you'll never know the many reasons why I love you. No, you will never, ever know the many reasons why I do.
Cool. All right. Whoa. All right. That was very weird. Well, that was incredible, by the way. Thank you.
Thanks.
No, that was actually really great, and cool. I'm very happy to say that the came through very well.
All right, good.
Do you think we could convince your compadre here to also be a member of Perpetual Emotion Machine on keyboards?
I don't know. I'm a political man. I can only speak for myself.
What do you think? Would you be willing to be the keyboardist? Perpetual Emotion Machine is the New Jack Swing folk keyboard acoustic tribute band for my birthday party.
David's got a rap metal fusion gig that
yeah,
night.
All you have to do is play some keyboard lines while he does the acoustic guitar, and I go, it's driving me out of my mind.
Yeah, yeah. Can I
That's
do that in the background?
That's why
yeah,
it's
yeah.
hard for me to poison. Find that yeah, get yeah, it yeah. out of my head.
Miss her, kiss her, love
Miss her. Miss her, kiss her, love her.
That girl is poison.
That girl is Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Me and the crew, we used to do her.
No, yeah. I was at the box, so chill. But at night, I played the wall. Skeeling at the highs
what
and lows, keeping
that?
One eye
how'd
open,
get
still
that past
the hose.
Ross, how'd they get that past the censors? Me and the crew used to do her?
No, it's like,
and I can't say
but I know
fuck
she's
on the
a
radio?
Loser. How you know? Me and the crew used to do her.
Me and the crew used to do her.
No, my favorite is, the
little,
time
hey,
was
hey, Ross,
6 o'clock
Ross,
on the Swatch Watch.
Little departure from Cool It Now,
uh-huh.
huh?
Well, they were trying to grow
For
up.
All of you New Edition
you know
fans.
What? Cool I think I'm going to convince you to be the keyboardist. Yes! Man, this is going to be fucking awesome. Now, to reward you both for your good service at Theme Party. Now, first of all, I want to tell everybody, and we're doing a lot of weird plugs right now, but that's fine. Here's the deal. Theme Party, of course, is coming to an end in a few minutes. It is
hey,
a long episode of Theme
minute.
Party, but you know this is a good thing. We will be making this episode available online. In addition to the fact that we're making this episode available online,
rock and roll,
we will be assisting our good friend Blaine in selling his records through our MySpace page, and we'll send you all an email with more information about how this is going to happen in the future. Now, in addition to that, you can join our MySpace page. It's myspace.com/themepartyradio. You can join our mailing list. It's themeparty@gmail.com. Now, how could people get in touch with you, sir?
Well, you can call me at...
Listen.
Oh, we just lost the reception.
Exactly.
Okay, so why don't you just email me?
Okay.
At, no, actually, probably the easiest way, if you're on MySpace like I am...
Exactly.
You can get me at myspace.com/BlaineCampbell. It's BlaineCampbell. Or you can email me at that, BlaineCampbell@Hotmail.com.
Exactly.
That's probably the easiest way.
And you can become his MySpace friend. You can find out when he's performing. You can also purchase some of his stuff. And I think, as you've heard tonight...
The best performances I give, though, are in my living room when nobody's there.
No, I actually... This is going to sound... I mean, I'm kissing your ass, but you're okay with that.
That's all right.
This was a great show, and I want to have one more round of applause for Dave and also for Blaine Campbell.
Thanks. Thank you. Cool.
I'm really, really excited about this. I also want to have a round of applause for Brett for his birthday.
Yay! Yeah, Brett.
A big round. Everyone just say, oh, Canada. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a few more songs as we go out. I want to remind you, please, check out Blaine's MySpace page. Of course, myspace.com.
Ask me more questions, Ross.
You know what? I'm gonna post an email exchange. The only question I have for you right now is this. We know you're politically active.
I am.
And I want to ask a question, a serious question. Do you think that there's a chance? Now, you know a guy from New York who's in the band Orleans? He is now a member of the House of Representatives.
Still the one?
That's right.
Yeah.
He joined... the Democratic Party, because the Republican was using Still the One as a Republican reelection
Ooh,
song, and he was like,
well.
Motherfuck that, so he ran for office. A musician with a shady
right.
past is now a Democratic representative from
mm-hmm.
the state of New York.
Sure.
Would Blaine Campbell ever represent the state of California in the House of Representatives?
I saw Bob Roberts. That was mm-hmm. a great movie. Have
it is a great
that?
Movie. Yeah, it actually is a great movie. Bob Roberts is one of the...
Yeah, no, actually, that would be... That's a complicated question, Ross. I think I would like to represent my country in some way.
Of course.
Some point, politically.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, I'm politically active and whatnot. I'm kind of in on that scene or whatever.
He was the first
yeah,
person.
I don't think the question is really would you serve. The question is would you run, because you have to win. You know,
that's
and
true.
I don't know who I'd be running against. I mean,
well, you know, Henry, you know what you need
maybe
to do.
Maybe I'd have to run against like Bruce Willis.
No, I've got the perfect
or Tom Selleck.
I've got the perfect solution for you.
They're Republicans.
You
by
know
the
who
way.
Our representative is.
I belong
is.
To the other half.
No, you know who our representative is. Henry Waxman, motherfucker.
Yeah,
Henry
he's not my representative,
well,
but
yeah,
I know Henry Waxman is.
Henry Waxman is to the left.
Basically, Russ.
Yeah.
My philosophy is this. Politics is great. I love it. It's
right.
It's my world or whatever. But I to cheese out a little, get a little spiritual, I like to just be emotionally sound and happy. And if I can make that coincide with a congressional run, then it's on. So just keep me happy, Ross, and I'll run for office someday.
Well, there's your answer. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play a few songs as we go out for the night. Anybody have a comment?
Just a quick plug.
Yeah, speak into the mic. Okay.
I just wanted to quickly plug the Dr. God show Tuesday night.
Yes.
Thursday nights, IO West, main stage, free, 11 p.m.
Can I just add to this plug?
Yeah, please do.
What he's referring to is the cage match with the Improv Olympic has every Thursday night. The cage match is two improv teams go head-to-head. Each get 20 minutes to improvise and make you laugh. Dr. God, his improv troupe, has won now 6 weeks in a row. I've been lucky enough to see two of them. I'm going to go to the next one. Very excited about it. If you live in the L.A. area and you want to know more, you can go to myspace.com/Dr. God.
Dr. God Improv.
myspace.com/Dr. God Improv. No. Theme party's friends with them. So am I. You should be too. Now, we're going to play some songs and continue to hang out. Thank you, by the way. Your show last night, very funny.
Thanks, Ross, for having me on the show.
Blaine, thank you for coming. I have to say, this is probably ranking up there. It's hard for me to choose my favorite because, frankly, I've had Chisholm Worthington. I've had Way Think Fast.
The Blainometer is going off the charts right now.
I've had the Man Band. I've had Faux for Real. But you know what? This is the first time that I've had an artist on the show that I've actually been really good friends with prior, except for Kid Moxie. And I got to say this, it was one of my favorites, possibly my favorite of 2007 so far. Although, don't get me wrong, the other artists we've had this year have fucking kicked ass. I want to remind you to download our shows. We'll keep you posted. We're going to play some songs now. I'm going to play a few songs before we fade out. Two of them are going to be recent theme party episode appearances. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to say this. Please send us an email, themeparty@gmail.com.
Good night, America.
Good night. And here's a taste of my birthday party.
Me and the crew used to do it.
That's right. Ross!
Yeah,
Ross in full effect. You ready, Brett?
I'm ready.
You ready, Blaine?
I'm ready, Snake. Are you?
You ready, Heather?
Who met
Girl,
these guys?
I must warn you. I said something strange in my faith.
Just microphone out.
Yo. Situation is. Let's kill it because we're running out of time.
Dead.
That girl is
never trust a big button smile.
Never trust a big button smile. That girl is poison.
She's dangerous.
If I were you, I'd take precaution before I step to meet my girl. You know, cause in some the best thing in the world. She's so high. She'll drive you right out of your mind. Steal your heart when you're blind. Beware, she's scheming. She'll make you think you're dreaming. You'll fall in love and you'll be screaming. Demon. Poison, deadly, moving it slow. Looking for a mellow fellow like the Vogue getting paid late. So better lay low. Cost money in the whole show. The low pro hoe should be cut like an afro. So what you saying, huh? She's a winner to you, but I know she's a loser. How did you know? Me and a crew used to do her.
Here comes a rap.
Poison.
Michael Biggins here, and I'm running the show. Bell, Biff DeVoe. Now you know.
Yo, Slick Blow.
It's driving me out of my mind. That's why it's rough for me to find.
I cannot wait for my birthday party. Seriously, LA friends and also non-LA friends, I can't stress this enough. Come to my birthday party next month.
Can you hear the guitar?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear my voice?
I can hear everything.
You can feel it?
I can feel it right in my diaphragm.
Oh, my God.
It's protecting me from getting musically pregnant.
Oh, my Christ.
Ladies and gentlemen, Creepy Cool.
Touch me. I don't have cooties. I don't have a sunburn. That's how my skin is. You'll like me if you get past the sunburn. Again, that's not a sunburn. That's how my heart does. Creepy. They call me creepy. Well, I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy. Dinner, then maybe a movie. You'll like my talking. I talk very good. After, we'll see about kissing. That's what I'm good at. That and the talking. Creepy. They call me creepy. Well, I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy cool. I'm creepy.
Yay. This is the last song, and I want to tell everybody who loves House Party. It's a long episode, a theme party, but I'm going to rock the mic for you right now because I know all the words of this song, and I'm going to drop the shit for you right now, karaoke style. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so happy tonight. I want to say this. I'm a witty person, but not that witty.
Hola, hola, baby.
We're getting low now. We're getting low now.
Hola, hola, baby.
We're getting low now.
Now, play.
I don't know what it is about this group that we have here, but the show is funky. Kid and Play, I love you. Go Play. I don't know what it is about this group that's here making us move, but the show is funky. I think it's time to rap, shall we? Kid and Play, back in the dope and deaf. We can get funky with the best. We're just hyping it up. You know just how it had to be. Now take a look around, boy. Can't you see guys are bum rushing? Girls are just blushing. Whiz rocks the scratch while herbs are percussions.
Setting the stage for the stage to get set off. I bust a rhyme and the dance.
Just get off, so get off. Cause you bit off more than you can chew. Now watch the dynamic duo do a little go-go thing. Come on and rock and sing. We gotta roll with Kid and Play. Now everybody sing.